Salam. When making du'as, we always rub our faces with our hands. Recently I learned that this is an act of innovation. I am still trying to decipher if this is true. I know there is hadith that our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not end du'a without raising his hands. But apparently this hadith is weak. Okay, so let me put it this way. If you look at all of the ahadith with regards to du'as, not in all of them did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam raise his hands. However, he did in many cases. And there are also narrations that are about passing the hands on the face as well. He never didn't necessarily do that all the time, right? So what the ulama have done generally, taking all of these ahadith into consideration, is mention everything that the Prophet has done in terms of dua. The reason why all of these little facts are mentioned is because dua is something that we don't know it's going to be accepted or not. Because it's something we're asking from Allah. It's a plea to Allah, whether he accepts it or not. We're not going to, you know, we may not even find out, depending on what we're asking for. If it's asking for something, then it may come about, then we'll see it in reality, but otherwise we'll only know in the hereafter. Now, all of these adab, all of these etiquette, all of these aspects of how to do dua are just to increase the acceptability, hopefully. That's the idea. Otherwise, you could be literally sitting down and speaking to Allah, that would be a dua. However, if somebody's just kind of laying down, saying, oh Allah, give me this, give me that, it's... You know, somebody comes to you, somebody goes and they just said, like, you know, whatever. You have to really try. So that means sitting down, facing the Qibla with wudu, right? None of this is necessarily, proven to be a sunnah as such. But it's all an encouragement of how to get the best out of your dua. Facing the Qibla, because Qibla is the way you face in prayer. Though the heavens are the Qibla for dua, right? Raising your hands is to show I want something. Beggars don't just go, hey, give me something, man. You know, they're like, give me something, please give me something. They make that face. It's about making that face, show you really want it. It's not this like, Allah, give me something. This is the way a lot of people make dua. They're like, right. It's like, yeah, okay, finished, type of thing. It's about adab. It's all about adab. So you can go in and try to find this hadith, that hadith, that hadith. This is weak, that's wrong. It's not about that. All of these things are proven. However, at the end of the day, it's just the general adab of the best way. Crying, at least making a face of a crying person if you can't cry. All of these things are to show that, oh Allah, I really want this from you. That's where it matters. And then this, the Prophet ﷺ did do this, is mentioned in the hadith. He didn't do it all the time, or it's not mentioned that he did it all the time. Do you understand? But that doesn't mean that you can't do it, or that it's an innovation. Yes, insisting on it, you must do this, otherwise your dua is not accepted. That's an innovation. But nobody says that. So this is where people get a bit confused about the boundaries.